Coach Mike Maiden, and some visit with Dotel, pitcher for Chicago White Sox. How we doing today?
Well, we're doing good today. You know, we just back in business. We over here trying to start another series with a different team and try to do our best.
And our show reach a young audience, kids, high school baseball players, and most of them have that ambition and dreams of being a major league pitcher. So when you come in the game, you come in a key situation where you almost have to succeed. You're in a situation where you have to come in and get outs. How much pressure is that?
Well, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure, but when you can control yourself, when those pressures are on you, is you're going to have better resort, better command on your pitches, better command in everything. You're going to have more control and everything. But you have to learn it and you have to know and more relaxed. You personally coming in the game, knowing that you are in a tough situation, in a big situation, but inside on you and thinking on you, more you relax, come to the game, easier it's going to be for you, and you command is going to be better than when you have all the pressure on you, knowing the situation of the game. So pretty much what I do is just try to come up in the game, and just the more relaxed I can, it's better for me.
Now, I know it's a totally different mentality being on the road as home. What about when you come in and the fans not behind you 100%?
Well, you know, in those situations like that, it's totally, I really, when I come in the game, I really don't hear the fans, even here or on the road. It don't matter. I just focus on one thing. I just focus to get three guys out. It don't matter who's coming. But the reality, I really don't hear the fans. To be honest with you, you might gonna say, like, what I mean you don't hear the fans? No, I don't. I just trying to be focused, really focused in what I have to do. And forget about the fans. You have to forget about the fans at that situation, at that point, because you cannot be thinking about the fans. Because the fans, sometimes they give you, well, not sometimes, most of the time, they give you a lot of adrenaline. In those situations like that, you, of course, you want to have adrenaline, but you don't want to have too much, because, like I said earlier, you want to be in control and yourself to do what you need to do and what they want to see. So, you know, you just got to kind of don't listen to them. Even you know they there, and even you know that the stadium is packed, it don't matter. You got to just focus in one thing just to get three guys out in my situation.
You know, I used to coach college ball, and I scouted for five different major league teams, and it was every kid dreamed to play big in the big leagues. So how did you get your opportunity to make it to the big leagues?
Well, it's kind of crazy, but I never thought that I'm going to get to the big league. That was the first thing when I was in, you know, playing like in, back in Dominican. I never thought to when I got drafted, when I got signed by the Mets. But at that point, I still don't think that I was going to make it to the big league. I just enjoyed the game. I was trying to enjoy my game. And once I can enjoy my game, better resort and better player you're going to be. You cannot think that you're going to the big league or you're going to get to the big league playing the baseball and minor league. No, I think you have to enjoy the game and have a good time. Do what you got to do. Do what your coaches do, what they tell you to do. And that's what the main thing for you to get to this level. Because if you start thinking and like low level about big league, you're in trouble. You got to think about and where you are at the point and enjoy the game and do your best and try to be one of the best players in that league. In that, people going to realize that you got to go to the next level. And that's how I come up and that's how I prepare myself. I never thought that I was going to make it to the big league, to be honest with you.
And we have probably about a million youth baseball players watching you right now. They want to know what it's like being in the big leagues.
Oh, it's great. It's the best thing any ball player can have. That's That's the real game. That's the place you want to be. It's nothing better than this. I mean, nothing is better than being in Major League Baseball clubhouse, and the treatment we get is completely, like we say, off the hook. So I'm telling you, this is the best place where you can be as a big league, being in Major League playing baseball, because it's nothing better than this.
Okay, so when you go back to the Dominican, are you the hero? The fans come out, or how do you get treated?
Well, they come, and they, you know, they're kind of excited to see you, because after 7-8 months, they don't see you. They're only watching TV, and when they see you personally, they get a little bit excited. Uh-huh. They get really, emotional.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I say, you got to know how to handle that situation, and you got to be nice to the fans. You cannot be mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the big thing I would say for any baseball player is being nice to the fans. Mm-hmm. And be a professional player, and things is going to be good for you, and things is going to be great for you. You know, just being a nice person and be a great ball player. That's the key right there.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, Mr. Coach. This visit with Dotel, pitcher for Chicago White Sox.
Click the follow button on our Facebook page and become a subscriber on our YouTube channel, and stay updated. Listen to our broadcasts on our website